Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here with another overview of important things that are happening in the world of food, families, and farms as we continue to understand what's going on in America and with the farms and how things have changed. So in the news department this week, I thought that you would all be very interested in a survey about our economy and how food is an important part of our economy. And I'm not just talking about the farm economy and the agricultural economy, but our overall economy. Food and ag, has it become an industry? There are people asking that. I don't know if any of you watch Bill Maher, who is on every week. I think he's on either Netflix or one of the streaming channels. And he has, I think, a very interesting way of looking at the world. I don't always agree with him, but we don't have to. Do we always have to agree with everybody we listen to or we read about? We need to expand our horizons. And so he was talking with John Tester, who is a senator, and he was talking about how the meat industry is controlled by four companies. And because Maher is very knowledgeable, very interested in the same sorts of things that I am with regard to big ag or big business, big industry. So with regard to Senator Tester, who is from North Dakota, and his support for Bill Maher's overview of the food business and how, especially in the beef department, which is important for his state, there is so much, the control of so much, you think he said 85% of the beef industry is controlled by four companies. That's just wrong. And so when you look at this overview of what we're feeding our people and how it's impacting the economy, the resiliency and strength of America's food and agricultural sectors comes out here loud and clear. Even though we were affected greatly, all of us, no matter what our business and way of life, COVID affected us all. It certainly upended the food and agriculture department. That's, farms and how we feed ourselves. We didn't have to look any further than the grocery store. And then we had direct support for a lot of farms because the people realized that the food wasn't in the store. So where do we go to get it? And they found their local farms. It's kind of cool. But I've got a couple of graphs here that are very telling. Between, and I'm not talking about just farming, I'm talking about agriculture and what feeding the population of our country and how we support feeding people all around the world. Two out of every five Americans are involved in some way, shape, or form in food and production, logistics, moving it around. There are 200,000 food manufacturing, processing, and storage businesses in our country. That's what keeps the food supply chain going. Now, the fact that the end result of this is that all of it gets funneled into four or five huge agribusinesses is what is so startling. When you look at the number of jobs that are in the feeding, if you will, and supply of our economy. 43 million people have jobs that somehow are interactive with the feeding of our families and our country. $2 trillion a year in wages paid to those people who are involved directly or indirectly in the food supply. $718 billion in taxes paid by companies and industries that are supportive of keeping us all fed. We export, this is the real key here, $182 billion in food is exported. And then we buy almost the same amount This is the ludicrous part of the impact of this. What we're doing is selling stuff, and then we turn around and buy the same thing, not our stuff, but stuff produced elsewhere, and pay sometimes as much, if not more, than what we sold our own product for. And people shake their heads and said, well, what sense does that mean? Does that make? And it doesn't make any sense. I think for sure that's the case. $7.4 trillion is the size of the economic impact of feeding our country. So I think that's a very interesting and important thing for people to realize, how even though we have fewer than 2% of the population involved in farming directly, but the what we do and what we supply and how it is distributed affects so many people in our country in terms of jobs. It's really, I think, pretty eye-opening. So that's why I passed that along in the news and info department. We're going to talk in a few moments to Jeffrey Obrecht, who is known as the dirt dealer. We'll find out why in a matter of moments here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder from Calitrin. Calitrin, one of the sponsors of this program since it started. It is the all-natural way for you to lose weight, but also to keep the weight off. That's really what's important. You lose weight, you gain weight, not good for your body. This is a way for you, after you've had a successful weight loss program, to keep the weight off. It has become America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and support to keep it off. So don't be disappointed by your body's wanting to go back to the way it felt before. Go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin. Understand how it works. All natural ingredients that help support your body's burning of the fat and keeping yourself where you want to be weight-wise. Toploss.com is the website. You use the discount code DJV for the spring sale, which has another week to go. You buy three and you get three free, plus free shipping when you use the DJV code on all of this. Check it all out. Please go to toploss.com. Do yourself a favor and support your hard work by keeping the weight off using the all-natural approach with Calitrin at toploss.com. Check out discounts using the code DJV.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 5/28. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here, introducing you to Jeffrey Obrecht, who is known as the dirt dealer. Matter of fact, His email address is jeff@thedirtdealer.com. So obviously, the Dirt Dealer intrigues people at handle. Welcome to the American Family Farmer. Can I call you Jeff? You prefer
Jeff? You can call me Jeff. That's great.
Okay. So you're an auctioneer, I think, as much as anything else, are you not?
Well, yeah, I'm an auctioneer, a real estate broker, and I'm also a state certified appraiser.
All right. So what are we learning about the value of our land? I just saw a survey the other day, the increase in value on farmland, and I guess we should start there. How is that impacting agriculture? How is that impacting the cost that we're paying for food? How is that impacting keeping farms and families? Because there has to be a bunch of tentacles on the value of the land itself, right?
Well, that's correct. I've been doing this 41 years, Doug, and there's just a lot of things going on here that I've never seen before. First of all, for example, in the state of Iowa, 65% of all the land in Iowa is owned by people over 65 years of age.
Wow.
A number of these people are completely segregated from farming. They've inherited the farm. Mom and dad had the farm. Grandpa, grandma had the farm, et cetera. And so they're not connected with the farm. All of a sudden, they realize with land values doing what they're doing that maybe it's a good time to get out, regardless of what capital gains is going to do to them. And so, for example, in 2021, we saw record numbers of farms being sold. Basically, I sold twice as many farms in 2021 as I did the year before.
Were they all normal sales? Were they distressed sales? Certainly a lot of people went through a lot in terms of the pandemic. I go to a lot of auctions and I see things that disturb me, frankly, as to what's going on, how we're going to keep feeding ourselves with land. I think it was when I saw 17, I think I talked about this last week, 17,000 square miles of agricultural land lost mostly to development in the last year. How do we continue to feed ourselves if we keep eating up the land?
Well, and that's correct. Now, as we speak, I'm sitting in Ankeny, Iowa, just on the north edge of Des Moines. And that's one of the issues we're having here is there is so much ground being developed. If you're a farmer and you try and buy a piece of farm ground in Polk County, it's almost impossible because people are selling farm ground, doing 1031 exchanges into this farm ground, and the local farmers can't compete. They've got to basically go outside of Polk County in order to buy anything. What we're going through, in my opinion, is the largest transfer of wealth that we have ever seen. People selling their family has owned this farm for a number of years. But what it gets back to in most cases is, say you've got three or four owners. One person usually is in charge of taking care of the property. They never do it right for everybody. Mm-hmm. There's always issues. And what I tell these people, as long as you own this farm together and you're having issues, the issues will never get better. It's easier to split money than it is dirt. And that's basically why we sell a lot of this stuff today. We're just splitting wealth is what we're doing.
Because people in the family can't agree. I know I can come up with a couple of examples of that right here. A land that I was using to farm in Massachusetts that there were two sisters and a brother involved in the family after the parents died. The two sisters wanted to get the dough out. The brother wanted to keep farming, and he lost. So
exactly, and you know, the law basically says that say there's four owners. If one owner wants to get out, even if they own a 1/16th interest, that one owner through a partition action can force the other people to sell.
Wow.
They get kind of complicated.
Yep. All right. Hold on a sec. We continue our focus on land and farming. What's happening to farm land? Important information for all of us to consider. Jeffrey Obrecht is here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Extend your life with Best Endivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen, with Jeffrey Obrecht, who is an agricultural specialist in land. How's that? That could be on your shingle. An auctioneer, a land broker, that sort of thing, an appraiser. We're talking about the value of land, farmland in America, what's happening to it, where do we go from here? Is anybody paying attention? I think that's one of the big questions. You know, we look to the government has become so much of a part of our lives, Jeff. It's the government, the government, the government, the government. We have to pay taxes. They force, you know, that's part of the story here, that during certain administrations have been more focused on the so-called death tax and what happens to land. Even if you want to keep it in the farm, the government is so onerous with his tax policies that it makes, it's almost like there was somebody trying to destroy our means of food production. I think it's that serious, frankly.
I agree. You know, there was some, and I don't follow politics real well, but there was some legislation that was proposed that basically was going to, the capital gains tax was going to be up in that 43% range, and that's an absolute killer.
Yep.
There's no way that this farm ground was going to be able to stay in families. It was just going to be an absolute killer if that.
The problem is that there are no, back to what at the beginning of the program I started talking about, the amount of money that's involved from the economic point of view in our economy, feeding the various ancillary jobs and money that comes into focus when it comes to feeding us. There's so many, it's so complicated, so many different rungs on the ladder. But when you get right down to the, you know, the tax, how much, where are we growing the food? How much it costs us to do it? And can we keep doing it the way we have been doing it? And the answer is absolutely no. If we keep up these stupid policies that come from people that have no background to the farm. I mean, you go to Trump. Trump didn't know from nothing. That was obvious when he appointed Sonny Perdue, who is a horrible, in my estimation, horrible ag secretary. Trump is a McDonald's hamburger eater from New York. What does he know about farms in Iowa? Right?
Well, that's correct. Now, I will have to say I did get to do a auction with Trump here about 5 years ago. I don't know if that's a good thing or not, but I did get to do an auction with him. It was more of a charity auction than anything else, which was kind of interesting. But that's far from his politics. So.
Yeah, no, it's something that, as long as you get paid, a lot of people who work for Trump seem to have a problem with getting paid. So hopefully you got your dough out of it anyway. Does it make a difference whether the land is being used for dairy or for growing crops? And does it make a difference whether it's a large parcel or a smaller parcel? And again, I'm thinking about the East Coast where I am. I use about 480 acres of land. I own 140 some odd, and then I use land that belongs to other people. Some of it belongs to the state. Some of it belongs to private individuals, and some of it is conservation land. But it just, you know, I look around at the proportion. I know how difficult it is to do some of that stuff in my neck of the woods. And then I wonder when I look around at the land being used for various purposes in other parts of the country, and back to the question, does it make a difference as to the value, whether you use it for animals or for growing produce?
Well, you know, in Iowa, I was a little bit different because we have, for example, the county, Hardin County, where my office is located, there are so many hog confinement units in that county, it's unbelievable. We have to import corn to Hardin County in order to feed them all.
And feed the hogs. All right, hold that thought for a second. Let me pause, because we got to get a couple of items taken care of from the local station's perspective. Sure. So we will continue. Jeffrey Obrecht, we're talking about farm dirt, if you will, crop dirt, here on this week's version of the American Family Farm.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com, that's ANGI.com, to get started.
Don't be a piranha. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. One bite from a single piranha hurts, but many bites from multiple piranhas can be deadly. A single piranha once took a bite out of a man who fell in the river, and then that piranha swam away as hundreds more closed in. As the piranha swam away, he said, "I only took one little bite out of that man, so I'm not responsible for what happens to him." A different fish who overheard that piranha said, "You think your one bite had no real effect and that the others bit worse, but your bite hurt that person too. Plus, your bite led others to the feast." And the same is true for all of us and for any harm we cause people. So maybe it's best for us to spend less time minimizing the pain we cause and more time recognizing that pain is cumulative. Strive to do no harm because your bites hurt too. Check out my new book, Walking Through Anger, for more lessons on life.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's. Today's topic, Easter savings.
I can't wait to celebrate with all my peeps.
Speaking of, I just got 50% off festive decor, a Ninja blender for just $99.99, and saved on some arts and crafts the kids are going to love.
Okay, those are some excellent deals.
Right? On top of that, I got an extra 20% off Kohl's cash and free store pickup.
Excuse me while I hop onto Kohl's.com.
Select styles, 20% offer and paper third. Toys, coupons, do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Biden administration declassified an intelligence assessment finding Vladimir Putin had been misinformed about his military's performance in Ukraine and the severe consequences of sanctions.
Because his senior advisors are too afraid to tell him the truth.
White House Communications Director Kate Bedingfield says the decision to declassify the intelligence is part of an effort to make clear the Russian invasion of Ukraine was a strategic blunder.
They are now publicly trying to redefine the goals of their invasion to be different than they were at the outset.
There's dangerous weather in a large part of the country with tornadoes in Arkansas. Forecasters say there's more bad weather ahead for the Gulf area. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards.
The winds are the main threat, but not the only threat.
there's a threat of hail and also potential for isolated flooding.
This is USA Radio News.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Monday night on America's Voice TV, John Solomon and Amanda Head interviewed former President Trump. They asked him about the crisis on the border.
We never had a border so secure. Our drug numbers were way down. Now they're up 10 times. Our drug numbers were way, way down because it was so hard to get in. And we're only getting better. And the wall was very close. And other than the 2.5 years I had to wait to win lawsuits, the wall was getting absolutely, it was really just in a great position. It was in a great position. We were going to have it finished in 3 weeks. And it really helped us anyway, because we built hundreds of miles of wall, exactly the wall the Border Patrol wanted. So when I watch to see what's happening, it's very, very sad.
The man behind the right-wing media company InfoWars, Alex Jones, was declared to be in contempt of court, according to a Connecticut judge. He was ordered to pay $25,000 per weekday for every day he refuses to submit a deposition. Jones was sued by several family members whose children were killed in a 2012 Connecticut shooting. A judge ruled in mid-November that he's liable for damages for defaming the families of the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre by calling them actors and the shooting a hoax. The judge didn't believe claims by Jones's lawyer that he was unable to attend the depositions on multiple occasions because of an illness. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Second half hour of the American Family Farmer this week, heard around the country on a lot of great radio stations. You can get the podcast as well at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The podcasts always feature interviews and conversation that we've had. The most recent one was a focus on the small dairy farmer. The idea here is to help family farmers survive and support themselves in the face of big agribusinesses. And that's always the consistent theme. I was looking at numbers in one of the podcasts focusing on how many dairy farms we lost in this country last year, 1,800 of them. And so back to our conversation with Jeffrey Obrecht, who is a farm. Actually, are you a farmer? Do you have a farm of your own that you run?
Yeah, we custom farm our farms. We farm about a little over 300 acres here in Polk County, which is in the, around the Des Moines area.
And
obviously then I do my other things. And, you know, I've been doing this for 41 years. I'm 71 years old, so I've seen a lot of things.
Yes, you have. I'm a little older than you are, and I've seen a lot of stuff, too, and most of it I don't like. Now, back to the hog. This is an interesting perspective because what's happening in the pork business is the Chinese have come in and bought Smithfield, and there are rumors, they're trying to buy up land, and they want to buy up Purdue and and whoever else is available in the chicken department, and they take the good pork from America, hearsay says, and bring it over to feed their people in China, and they bring crap from China back over here to make sausage out of it. I don't know how much of that is true, but when you talk about hogs, I think that's one of the, you know, we focus on product, we focus on beef, but we don't do a lot of focusing on pigs and hogs and what goes on in that business. So you were saying in that area where you are, that sounds like the biggest farming enterprise, is it?
Oh, it absolutely is. If you look at the other side of it, the beef thing isn't quite as prevalent here. You get southern Iowa, it is a little bit, but in our area, I know of a friend of mine that can stand on the hill where he lives, and he can count right at 100 hog confinement units scattered around him. You know, they're not close. You have to have limits, but, right. You know, these things, they do several things. I'm not saying they're a bad thing. The good things they do, they provide jobs. They raise hogs in a clean environment. Everything is controlled.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. We have two main hog entities in our area, and they provide anywhere from 1,200 to 1,500 jobs for these people.
Yeah.
And they're pretty good paying jobs.
All right. So in terms of the value of land, that is part of the whole discussion here, how it's gone up, and how do we keep these hog guys in business? I think I asked you what land requirements there were for growing hogs, comparing it to beef operations or dairy operations. That's where we were.
Well, I think, you know, depending, obviously you have the you talked about the dairy, the hogs, we have chickens, et cetera. You know, the biggest thing that those, you know, all entities all need, they need someplace. First of all, it sounds kind of crazy, but someplace to go with their manure.
Yeah.
We have manure plans here that when you build a hog setup, you have to have so many acres in order to put this manure. Years ago when I started in this business and they first started having confinements, you couldn't give the manure away. Nobody wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's a very good entity to have. The guys stand in line to get the manure because it helps with the fertilizer costs, especially this year when the fertilizer costs have doubled.
And there are a lot of nutrients in pig manure, chicken manure, especially in cow manure, not so much in horse manure, but there is
all
of them have great value to the land.
Well, it does, and we have now learned how to handle that to not affect the environment as bad. You know, before, you just took manure and you spread it on top of the ground, and when it rained, it washed. Well, now you have to inject it.
Yeah.
They test the soil, et cetera. So environmentally, it's come a long, long way. You know, when I sell farms to guys, they buy it for several reasons. One, they want to expand. Two, they need it for manure. Three, they've got a son coming home. They need more ground, et cetera.
Yep. All those are good for keeping the farm going as much as, you know, as much as possible. So, how much, though, to answer the question about does it take the same amount to feed a hog operation as it does a dairy operation or a beef operation, in terms, I suppose, of per head, is there some overview of that? I don't know that much about the hog business, frankly.
Well, I think in most cases, all these operations, they're going to look at a certain land base. You know, if you have stock cows, you need so many acres per head to, you know, in some areas of Iowa, it's 2.5 acres per head. Some areas, it's 25 acres per head.
Wow.
But in general, most of these entities, whether it be hogs, cattle, chickens, whatever, pretty much take the same kind of a land base in order to make it work.
All right. So when we continue, I want to go back to how we save the land in your estimation. We've heard a lot this past year about the Chinese buying land. We've heard a lot about Warren Buffett buying a lot of land. Investors, there are big real estate trusts that are buying up farmland everywhere. It's really, you know, who's buying the land and what does that mean to the future? Is that what's pushing up the price much as anything else? Who is it? I think Microsoft, Bill Gates bought tens of thousands of acres of land last year. Is that an investment? Is he getting money from the rents? It's all that stuff as it factors into what you do. So we continue with a focus on your land and your operation here on the American Family Farmer. A reminder about how helpful it is for all of us to get a good night's rest, how important it is for you to get complete sleep every night. And the folks at MyPillow are happy to work with you to give you some of the greatest opportunities, not only for great sleeping, but for saving money as well. May I invite you to go to MyPillow.com, go to the Radio Listener Specials page. You'll see listed there all of the things that are in the product catalog. Look at the catalog first, see what you need, see what you want. Enter in the product, see what the discount is by using the code DJV. Whether you're buying slippers, dog beds, mattresses, you name it, the blankets they have now are fabulous. They got new bathrobes. It's a full service sleep arena that is yours, and the savings are fabulous if you use the DJV code. So look over the catalog, get some new pillows, get some new blankets, get some new towels, get things that you need in order to rest comfortably. Put them all together, use the promo code DJV, and you'll get 2-for-1 when it comes to the sheets, free shipping with the DJV, all at MyPillow.com. It's important, important, important. Can't stress that enough to get a good night's rest. We're going into the busy season. We got to have a good night's rest, and this is the way to do it. Everything from MyPillow and their catalog comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Everything. You don't like it, send the towels back, send back the sheets, whatever it is. If you don't like it, you get your money back. That's the deal. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page for all these deals. The buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets, one of the things we highlight. Enter the promo code DJV at MyPillow for the specials, MyPillow.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Talking about land, Jeffrey Obrick is here. Thankful for his input. You're at a website, thedirtdealer.com, right? People can learn about what it is land values are. So my question is, who's buying the land? If it's being sold and there are, because families don't want to keep farming or because the government requires that you pay taxes, whatever the reason, so who are the buyers? Who do you see most often buying?
Yeah, Doug, and that's a good question. Let me preface it by saying this. Iowa is a little different than some other states. Iowa has stepped forward and has laws relating to foreign ownership of farm ground. It is very, very difficult to buy a farm in Iowa if you are not a citizen of the United States. It's just almost impossible. In a normal year, I sell about 80% of my farms that I sell to local farmers, landowners, et cetera, and about 20% to outside investors, 1031 buyers, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, this last year, I would say that's went from 80-20 to probably 60-40. We have more investors out here. There just seems to be an awful lot of money. Some people are afraid of the stock market. We have a ton of 1031 exchanges going on right now.
Explain what that is for people who don't know. Will you please, Jeff?
Well, sure. 1031, let's say that you have a piece of property outside of Des Moines, Iowa, and a developer wants to buy that and put houses on it. And if you sell that and say you bought it 25 years ago for $5,000 an acre and he's given you $25,000 an acre for it, that $20,000 is your capital gains, and you're going to give Uncle Sam 15 to 20% of that money.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you can go into another piece of farm ground, trade into it, and basically you pay no tax. Your basis goes to the new property. And when you sell that new property, say 5 years down the road, that's when Uncle Sam would collect the capital gains. Or if you die, your kids get stepped or your heirs get stepped up basis, and you don't pay any tax. So there's a lot of 1031s going on right now.
Yeah, there should be. We do whatever we can to save the farmland. So
that's one way to keep them out there, Doug.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, the kid's got to sell it to pay tax, and it just doesn't work.
How is the credit situation, that is, the ability to borrow money to buy land? How easy or difficult is it for you to go to CoBank or your local bank or credit union? We've got about a minute left, so if you'd explain that to help people understand how they can get money to buy land, that'd be good.
Right. Well, years ago, I used to work for Federal Land Bank or Farm Credit. So our major lender out here in most cases is going to be Farm Credit. We do have insurance companies, MetLife, et cetera, and then our local banks, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
The credit right now, I'm not going to say it's easy to get. You got to have the necessary credentials. But the loan companies out here are pretty aggressive.
They are.
They're wanting to put money out. And so I've never really. It's been a long time since I. Number one, sold a farm where people were in trouble. But we work with a lot of different lenders, and they all put out a pretty good product here.
So you're optimistic.
It's been pretty positive.
People can get the money.
Yeah.
All right, this has been very, very instructive, very helpful to understand values, understand where the land is going, what the problems are. You've done a great job of oversight and to help us understand what we need to do if we want to keep buying land, certainly from your neck of the woods. So, real estate dealer Jeffrey Obrecht. His website is thedirtdealer.com. A lot of great information on his website as well. Thank you, Jeffrey, for your time being here this week on The American Family Farmer.
Yeah, thank you, Doug. I really appreciate it. I'm honored to be on.
Well, I was honored to have a chat with you. Thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you, sir.
Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back on the American Family Farmer at 53 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder and some opining. Each time I get together with you, I take a few minutes to express my thoughts and feelings, sometimes related exactly to what we've been talking about during the main body of the program. Sometimes just reminders. I'm reminded of the fact that a lot of people don't include seafood as farming product, which it is. And fishing as a farming or agricultural pursuit, which it is. The banks have now seen that. A lot of people in the agriculture department are making this real. And the reason I bring it up is because the movie that won at the Oscars, CODA, which stands for Children of Deaf Adults, the story about basically a fish farming family in Gloucester, Massachusetts. Everybody in the family is deaf, except for the daughter, who has desires to go on to do other things and not stay, if you will, on the family farm or in the family fishing business. It's a great story. I recommend it, but I bring that to the surface because it is the story, in my mind, about an agricultural family. I think fishing is an important part of it. And as apparently the seafood industry has been at increased risk for COVID, because of the way that they work. I'm surprised to hear that, but that was true according to a study that I saw this week. Speaking of what we see this week, I was mentioning earlier that we have our podcast every week after we do the program, which you can hear from late week to over the weekend on lots of great radio stations around the country that are in ag areas and sometimes they're not ag areas, just people interested in what's going on in the food business. So the most recent podcast from the American Family Farmer is a focus on co-ops and how they're helping the dairy industry in the Northeast. and especially with a focus on organic valley and organic milk. So if you're in the milk and dairy business and you're having difficulties finding a market, there's some great information in that podcast. Help yourself to it at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Same can be said. I have a recent conversation with a lady who's managed a bunch of farmers markets and the impact. I know I'm working locally here on our farmers market to try to get it organized for this year. Not easy to find people to work on it, to find farms that will participate. It's really, but people want it. There's a great, huge demand for farmers markets here in my neck of the woods in Massachusetts and New England. Okay, now I want to talk for a few minutes about the importance of agriculture in the sense that people that I talk to are surprised that people that know I'm in radio are surprised to know that I'm a farmer if they're new listeners to the program. But if you've listened to me for a while, you know what my background is. Basically, my interests in life are the radio programs I do, the farm that I run, and my children. And not necessarily in that order, probably the other, that's the reverse order. So, and my children are not interested in carrying on the farm work because they're doing other things. They've grown out of it. They still love having the accessibility and the connection to it. And they know how much I love it, but they, that's not where they're going to be. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I'm trying to make provisions so that my farm will be protected when I go to the happy hunting ground. And there are a lot of people, as we listened to this last conversation, who are trying to do that. Some people don't know how to do it. Looking at the realities of what we have to do, what agriculture is as far as being a huge economic driver, food in our country, the money that is churned from people buying food into farm machinery. I mean, the whole thing is very complex, and it's all related one to the other. Last year, the food industry contributed, as I said, trillions of dollars to the gross domestic product. As the population around the world grows, demand for food that's produced here in the United States grows because ours is the best for the most part. It's increasingly important that we try to keep the land open and farmers educated and interested. And the only way we can do that is to make it worthwhile and not have the government tax the farms out of existence and not have people who it's very difficult sometimes to keep up with all of the nuances of new seeds and things that are good for the land, that sort of thing. I guess I'm opening up my heart and my head to ask you to please, if you're not a farmer but you're interested in food, pay attention to the local farmers and support their products and buy things if you can directly from the farms. That's my thought on this. I'm Doug Steffen, hopefully always thinking, here on the American Family Farmer.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.